This week we are joined by Rosie. Rosie, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
Yes, of course. So I did The Great Impersonator by Halsey. This literally just came out Friday.
Wow.
I've been waiting for this album for so long. She's been doing this really big PR stunt with it. Obviously the album's called The Great Impersonator. So she's been impersonating different iconic album covers and artists.
I have seen this on Instagram, and honestly, like, her budget for this, like, album has to be insane because these are, like, such good cosplays.
They're, like, identical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the David Bowie one. Obsessed with that one. Like, so good. And I, like, she said all the songs are, like, inspired by those artists, right?
Yes. So the way that she released them, they aren't in order. And I saw yesterday on Twitter, one of her fans put the pictures and like the impersonations in order of how the tracks that they match up with.
That is so cool. Could you kind of hear like the artist's like impact in the song? Like, could you tell like it
definitely
got some influence?
Going back to it? Yes. So like for David Bowie, like you mentioned, her one song is Darwinism, and that's the one that like she kind of takes inspiration from him, and you can definitely hear that influence.
Nice. I saw one thing I think is pretty funny with this is, didn't she impersonate her own album for one of them?
Yeah. It was so funny, but like honestly it did give classic Halsey.
Nice. Do you have like a favorite like look that she did in this impersonations?
Oh, the David Bowie one was iconic. I really like the Marilyn Monroe one.
Yeah.
I really like the Aaliyah one.
I kind of liked the Fiona Apple one the best.
Yes.
Dolly Parton, too.
I don't know. I'm not used to seeing Halsey as Dolly Parton because Dolly Parton has a very specific look.
Yeah.
And I didn't love it on her.
And the Britney Spears one was good, too.
Yeah. Mm. The PJ Harvey one was so good. Honestly, they were all so good.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with her whole marketing she did for this. Rosie, do you have any finishing points on this album?
Yeah, you can definitely tell this album is such an ode to her. She announced it when she got, she announced to everyone that she had lupus and leukemia.
Wow.
And she had said like, oh my God, like the doctors had just saved my life. Like she had almost died from it.
Jeez.
So this album is kind of a nod back to all her music and her career and just being thankful for life. And you can definitely see the emotions running high in this album, and I think it's really appreciative.
Awesome. Do you have some like favorite songs from the album or
definitely Hometown and I Believe in Magic?
Okay, awesome. And I know you have been a Halsey fan for a while now. Does this live up to her older stuff, or do you like her older stuff better?
I like her older stuff better, I'm not gonna lie, because
yeah.
I understand the emotion in this, obviously. Like I understand like what she's trying to convey. But her old stuff is just so banger. Like, I find myself jamming out to it still.
I feel like it's also, like, partially nostalgia. Because I feel like when we were in middle school and Halsey dropped Badlands, like, that kind of changed, like, our music taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.